Fucking A.
So yeah, we'll start right off with the shooting that happened yesterday.
I'm not laughing at anybody getting shot.
He is.
Don't get shot. I'm not
Don't get shot.
But,
you know,
go ahead.
Kids, when you go to school, don't get shot. Yeah, that's real PSA right there.
Oh, fucking A.
So, yes.
We were laughing at something else before. I'm not laughing at people getting
shot. Don't listen to him. He's laughing at death and destruction, wanton violence. I don't know what they put in your burger.
That was a good burger.
Those burgers were great.
Fucking A. Shout
out real quick before I get
yeah,
into it.
Yeah, burgers and shakes. I didn't get the guy's name, but burgers and shakes on, I believe it's somewhere on Collins Ave. I'd say 70...
Oh, the one in North Beach?
Yeah, 74.
Two.
72? Two. 70-something. You guys did an amazing job. You guys were super in the weeds, and you still managed to give us great service and great food. So
yeah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. You put bacon on everything, and I don't fuck with pork, but...
We took the pork off.
But
it was great. It was
I consumed
great
about, like, that much bacon.
Yeah.
I'll die. But good burger.
It was really a great burger. We got the avocado and chicken, and then we got two medium burgers that were really great.
Yeah.
So thank you guys.
The sweet potato fries, even though they were cold,
yeah.
They
were only cold because it took me a while to get here.
That's 25 minutes from my house.
So,
but even though they were cold, they were still good.
They were still good. So thank you guys. Shout out to you.
And now, back to the topic at hand. Shootings. Right outside this house. I live in Little Haiti, but they're, you know, trying
and
to...
We're not... This isn't like a detriment to Haitians.
No. And they're trying to gentrify this area and rename it. So, if you go by the overpass where the crackheads sleep, there's a sign that says, "Welcome to West Buena Vista." And so now my neighborhood is called West Buena Vista.
There's Buena Vista, like, not too far from here.
Yeah. So they're trying to, like, encroach this way and just push out the Haitian element.
It's like a NATO and Ukraine thing.
Yeah.
Fucking
they're annexing the Buenas and the Vistas.
They're annexing the Buenas and the Vistas.
But...
Lord.
Yesterday, I made an Instagram post. I was going to my car. Well, before, I heard the shots. I heard the shots from that bathroom.
Hold on. What did you do when you heard the shots?
Shrugged.
Thank you. I knew it. As a Southerner, I was like, you know, he probably just went, nah, whatever.
That's fine. I'm like, I looked back to my room, like, do I need my gun? No. And then I took my shower. This is true. I took my shower, and by the time I got out of the shower...
Can you believe this guy?
And I heard it from the bathroom. I'm like, I don't hear anything hitting the house. So,
right.
So
it's like, whatever.
Like,
Somebody else can do this.
I would hear it if concrete was getting, like, pinged up. But no, it was like... I know from the military how far a gunshot
right, exactly.
is.
Exactly.
So I'm like, it's
that's
close.
What I was gonna say.
It was really close. It was two houses over there. I'm like, that's close, but it's not...
Not close enough for
not
me.
Not close enough for me to feel uncomfortable.
Right.
And
Jesus
I,
Christmas.
And I just... I heard like 7 or 8 shots, and they were sporadic. They were not like continuous. So... believe a police officer lost his life.
Oh shit, did he really?
Yeah.
I thought he was just shot.
He might just be shot, I'm not sure. But they locked down my neighborhood for over 15 hours. Because when I got dressed to go to work at 4 and I was leaving the house, I had to pop my trunk open to leave my own neighborhood just to make sure I wasn't harboring the fugitive. And then when I got back at 4:30 a.m., they were still here. and perimeters were still set up. Wow. Helicopters are still going around.
Yeah, that sounds like somebody died.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
And I had to pop my trunk on the way back in, and they were like, you can't come in here. I'm like, I live here.
Yeah.
And he's like, you got a driver's license with that address on? I'm like, thankfully I do. Yes, here.
God damn.
And
Jesus.
I got in, and
shout out to anybody that was trying to have a hookup that was down here.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to get laid.
Not letting in any Ubers, any fucking Postmates, all your pizzas are fucking cold.
Oh, man. Jesus Christmas. I mean, the pizza you can get away with, but if you were trying to fucking get laid last night, sorry. I'm not saying sorry because I did it. I'm just saying.
He did it.
I didn't do it. He's got the Peaky Blinders hat on. Yo, he did it.
I had to bring it back.
Yeah, you do look good in the Peaky Blinders.
The newsie.
Yeah, we gotta get you, like, we gotta pull up a classic, like, Peaky Blinders quote, and we gotta have you do it.
Alright, you know, that was a thing. We were talking about it in the kitchen, and, like, in comedy, and, like, a lot of people that work and do impressions or accents, the world has significantly shrunk, and it really fucking pisses me off. Like, if I want to do an Indian accent or a Jamaican accent or a fucking Mick accent like mine, like, it's for the purpose of comedy, not to make fun of other people. It's just an impression. An impression doesn't mean it's a fact. And then there's going to be a ton of people who disagree with me, like, you can't do that. It's cultural appropriation. Yeah. All of us constantly appropriate other things. There's no originality anymore. So let's just reuse the resources that we have, which are each other, and fucking have a laugh.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. And my name is Mutombo. Yo.
You're appropriating actual Africa.
I mean... I was thinking about this earlier. Can we all just relax? Stop yelling at each other into the void on Instagram, on Twitter, on YouTube. I need to make this video about this guy that did blackface and that did... He made an accent of a Jamaican and he's not Jamaican. And this guy has locks and he's not black. Can you just have a laugh and just enjoy entertainment?
Yes.
Without everything needing to be some woke...
Life is not that serious.
It's really not.
Like, the people who want to have these, like, I'm better than you conversations are dickheads.
Jesus Christ.
And it's men, it's women, it's gays, straights, it's a lot of people.
Speaking of which, okay, so let me tell a story real quick. Okay, so I worked at the corner, as you know, and if anybody knows me, you know that if I'm gonna diss you or I'm gonna say a swear or whatever, I say it in another language. So if I drop a bottle of wine or if I stub my toe, I don't say fuck. I say coño or maracuñazo or whatever. I don't do it in English because I'm around mostly English-speaking people. So some guy ticked me off one night and said, fugato, which in Italian is loser. Like I'm calling him a loser.
But it sounds like the F-bomb.
So some other woman was like, oh, you said faggot. Which I didn't say, but right afterwards, she was like, oh, why did you say that? And I was like, I know you don't speak Italian. You don't even know what I said. And she was like, and don't act like you haven't done it before. And I was like, what?
You know you, kid.
Yeah.
Hater, like, of the gays.
Yeah, like,
live in Miami.
Like, what the fuck? And so I thought about it afterwards, and I was like, oh, wait a minute. you're not, like, you're just virtue signaling. Like, virtue signaling. You don't actually care about the fact that I may have said faggot. You're more concerned with, oh, I can now go and tell on this guy because I don't like him. Now I can tell on this guy and be like, oh, well, he said faggot, which is not what I said.
No.
And I can expose him as being gay and being in the closet. So hold on, time out. So if you care about people who are gay, right? Like, think about this. If you care about people that are gay, right? Like, you say you do because I supposedly said faggot, which I didn't say. But if you actually care, you would never go out to your manager and be like, well, you know what? Kip's gay and he said this word. Now you're outing me. If I actually was gay, now you're outing me, which is like the worst thing that you can do to somebody who's gay and is not ready to come out.
Struggling with identity.
So, right. So, do you care about... No, you don't. You're just virtue signaling like, oh, I got him. Now I can...
Throw his gay life in the dumpster.
So... Most of you don't actually give a shit about what the real issue is. You're just looking for a way to show everybody else that you're a good person.
Yeah.
And look at me. And
they want... Everybody wants to be right. And it's like...
You know what? It's not that bad to be wrong sometimes.
No, it's not. And we've said that before on the show. It's like...
Fucking A.
The price of being right is like... harmful to other people, and like, do you always need to be right if it's causing other people stress and like struggle? Like, it's not worth it.
I mean, you don't have to be right all the time.
No, I don't have to be. Neither does
he. No one has to be right all the time. There are going to be things that we say on the podcast that are not right.
Absolutely.
We're
100%.
We're 100%. Burt Kreischer, 100%.
Oh,
but
I hate that.
We're just trying to have a dialogue. That's the main point. You just have to be able to have a dialogue. That's what the First Amendment is all about. We should be able to have a dialogue and hash it out like adults. And the fact that some of you just want to shut people up and say, oh, well, I don't agree with you, and so we should just take you off this platform or take you up. No, this is not how this works.
Get fucked.
This is not how this works. If you don't agree with me, then fine. Just say something. But you can't just be like, hey, what was that movie where... Cohen, what's his name? The guy that did Borat?
Oh, Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah. And he did that movie where he was like a dictator and he was like the whole movie, he just kept being like,
kill him. Anyone who disagrees with me.
Yeah. And then there was another guy who did,
I love that. And they all faked the execution.
Oh, God. It's the best thing. What was the other guy that did, he had a funny bit that was, you run a red light, you go straight to jail. What was that guy?
I don't know. Oh.
Fuck. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but people are going to know, like, you know, who he was, but you dress wrong, you go straight to jail. You run a red light, straight to jail. You drink too much, straight to jail.
It's fascism.
That's what it is.
It is.
And some of you are like, yeah, let's bring this back. And it's like...
No, 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 no.
You do realize that every single person that are from these countries that have had fascism, had communism, they don't want that. Do you understand why Cubans are Republican as fuck? Because they grew up in a place where... that was common, and they don't want it again. They swam 80 miles, so they didn't have to deal with it. So, all right. Anyway,
great swimmers.
I didn't want to go too deep into that. I want to complain about some funny things.
Yeah. But I've been really wanting to do accents and stuff.
I got it.
So maybe we could do...
Do you got one in
Maybe
in
we
the
could
vault?
Do an exercise and you can just, like, name somebody and I'll give you...
Do you got one in the vault? Do you got Black Panda in the
Black
vault?
Panda?
No.
Who is that?
Black Panther. Do you got
Is that the... Black Panther's fat-ass brother from China? Black Panda.
It's like Black Panther.
Hold on, let me roll with Black Panda. Black
and
Panda.
Kung Fu Panda.
Let me put them
together.
Let me see if I can do this. Black Panda.
You know how difficult that would be to do a black and Chinese
I'm
accent?
I'm trying to do it right now. I'm trying to work it out. Like, put the beautiful mind equation right here.
Oh, fucking A, yeah.
You Bombay. You Bombay. Go climb Mount Mutumbu.
You gotta do like an African chant, but in like a Chinese accent.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know any African.
So there was.
I make one up, it'll be
okay. So
super
the Black Panther, like one of the chants that they did was Mafa, Mafa. But you gotta do that in like a Chinese accent.
Mafa.
Like we said, the things that we say in this podcast are definitely not right.
Yeah, definitely not gonna be right.
But they're funny
as
shit.
If you are a Black Panda,
that's gonna be my Instagram tag.
I apologize.
Black Panda.
Oh, Black Panda.
Fucking A.
I want to write that movie.
Oh, God. Black Panda.
And just cross accents all over the place so it just sounds like a washing machine.
Fucking shit.
But yeah, I'm not supposed to do that.
Fucking A. Speaking of which,
I got it.
Oh, fucking shit.
Black Panda. Coming to a theater near you. Don't bring the kids.
Rated. What was that rating? Don't bring the kids. It's not R. It's just don't bring the kids.
Just don't bring them. They'll be coming out with weird accents.
All right.
And they'll all get in trouble.
Fucking A. Shout out to... Fuck, this is another reason I was ticked off today. Because Hallie, we talked about this last episode.
Yeah.
Hallie had her birthday party today, and I couldn't make it. Because you had it between, and I'm not trying to, like, be mean or anything, but you had it between, like, 12:30 and 6:30, and it's like...
What, does she work for Comcast?
Exactly! Like, what is this? I thought it was from 6:30. I thought it was the opposite. I thought it was from
6:30 to midnight.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
And I'm like, yo, 3-year-olds, we're like,
we're
barely trying to get up. Like, my back hurts. Mm-hmm. I can't get up until 6:30. So anyway, happy birthday to. And I bought you a lot of gifts, and I couldn't give them to you. And you didn't answer the phone. You know why I didn't answer the phone? Because you're fucking 30 years old now. That's why.
Love you, Hallie.
Love you.
Happy birthday.
This is like the worst birthday.
That's the best birthday
message
ever.
Yeah.
I hope she gets to see you.
I'm gonna clip it out and
send it to her.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Oh, fucking shit. Okay, so anyway, moving past that, we talked about. And we might have to get into relationships a little bit more today.
No.
Why not?
So I want to do more accents.
You get to the accent of the foreign chicken, dude.
And
I know you're dating a black girl, so do the accent.
Which black girl? Like, Ashley? She was super white. And she had a white-ass name.
Wait, Demma! Hold on. You're dating a black woman named Ashley, and she has...
No. This was a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was a model, and she was also a single mom. And
good shit.
I met her right after she had her kid, and she was, like, rail skinny. She just, like, dropped that weight. She got them, like...
I'm not gonna...
What? You gonna say she's got the Ethiopian genes?
No, I'm... I'm just... I find it... Never mind.
Nothing. I like...
I'm just gonna say shout out to Ashley. I like the fact that you dropped that weight like that. That's all I'm gonna say.
And yeah.
That's all I'm gonna say. I'm not gonna. I don't want you killing me in the comments.
She'll never watch this.
No. Not her. But just people in general.
Other Ashleys.
No, you don't understand. There's. Don't kill me. Never mind. Yeah. Anyway. But I will say this, because we talked about this last week, and I dug into it a little bit more.
Oh my God! You just
well
continue. Just remind me to come back to some racist shit.
All right, sounds good. Let's get back to that racist shit. But I just want to say one thing about this whole red pill thing, and then. Mic drop and let it go.
All right.
Number one.
They lit you up in the comments on your Instagram.
They didn't really light me up. But most everybody sort of agreed. Everybody was kind of like, yo, this is, like, this community is kind of weird. I don't even know if it's a community. It doesn't even make sense. Like, if you look up Red Pill community, it's kind of, it's ambiguous. There's Red Pill about this and about that and about, oh, well, what is the government doing about money and... what the fuck does that have to do with women? And then all there are these other people that want to talk about women and relationships and, oh, I can't get laid because I don't make six figures a year. Okay. Gentlemen.
Use that term loosely.
The fact that women want someone who is in shape, makes money, is interesting, etc., is funny. The fact that they want that and they now have the option to find that because of globalization and the fact that guys can easily fly them out to Dubai or fly them out to Tulum or wherever they want to go. The fact that you're angry about that, I don't know what to fucking tell you.
I
don't know. Do one of two things. Either become a high value man, which would require you to, I don't know,
stretch yourself.
Put in the effort and be somebody that makes six figures a year. Or talk to other women.
Or option C, which I just found out.
Jump off a bridge.
No. Not that. That's option D. Option C.
It should be option zero. Like, don't jump off a bridge.
I literally found out about this yesterday. There's a term for these guys. They're called passport boys. And what they do is, like,
Jesus Christ, the more I dig into this.
This is, like, the red pill, like, from a guy. And, he says, like, he's just so bitter over American women. And, sure, like, I happen to like international women a lot. And I usually don't date white girls, or at least not American ones. But, like, I'm not to the point where, like, I exclude those women in America, but there are people that they will just go on sexual vacations to anywhere in the world, and it's, like, a booming thing that's happening with... Mm. People that are in that red pill community, it's like they think there's no hope for them here in America. I'm like, that's stupid.
If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. But you know what? Stop yelling at everybody online.
Yeah.
There's better uses of your time than... listening to, and a lot of the stuff that I listened to were all shorts. They were like YouTube shorts that were very short form, and I didn't listen to them in long form, so I can't really gauge how the entire conversation played out. So I can't really make sense of any of it because it's not long form. But if I was somebody that was in Zimbabwe, if I was somebody that was from another country coming here, and I started looking at these shorts, I would cancel the flight and stay wherever the fuck I was. It looks like we're going at each other's heads 24/7, and it's not the case. It's not the fucking case. I go out to, and I'm an average guy. I cook for a living.
I'd say you're above average.
All right, but I'm an adjustable 6, maybe. But
7.
Yeah, I don't think so. Adjustable 6. If I really get done up.
Adjustable 6.
Adjustable 6.
That's the name of my dick and my first album. The Adjustable 6. That album's coming to Spotify. You'll really enjoy the cover Adjustable 6.
I love that name. I don't know why. Adjustable 6. I'm an Adjustable 6. It's to, like, truthfully, I'm mildly in shape. If I put black on, I look like, you know, I'm all right. And I have absolutely no issue going out to a bar, going out to a bookstore, going out to Starbucks, and talking to women. I don't have 6 figures. I don't have a Bugatti. I don't have a lake house and whatever.
But you have charm and charisma. And you're funny.
But that's what I'm trying to tell you. Do some cool shit. Have a life.
Be cool.
Have some stories to tell. And maybe you'll be able to attract more people. But don't sit here behind your mom's fucking, in your mom's basement, and then, I don't get laid.
Not from there, you won't.
Yeah, the beautiful woman don't want to go down to your aunt's basement and
the
and,
ones that and, do.
Woo! Yeah, beware of them.
They'll wear you as a skin suit.
And ladies,
shout out to female serial killers, all 2 of them.
Okay.
All 2 of them. Happy International Women's Day. That was yesterday.
Wait a minute, isn't it a whole month? I think they got a whole month.
I think it should be. I was talking to some women, and they said, no, it's just a day. I'm like,
I'm pretty sure it's a month.
That's pretty shitty. You guys got a fucking raw deal.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it's a raw deal.
Can I talk about my racist shit?
Okay, wait. All right, and for the ladies, because I want to get back to his racist shit. But ladies, look, there are plenty of average guys who are making $50,000, $60,000 a year who are great guys, and don't give up on these guys just because they don't want to take you to Tulum every couple of months.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. And just respect each other. Overall, we need each other in society. We need men, we need women, we need to get along.
We need the things in between, also. Not things, people. The people in between. Not things.
We need to just get along. So please, I don't need the... Come on. Let's bring the pendulum down and let's get it back to center where we can all just get along.
Fine.
Fucking A.
Harmony. So, okay.
Racist shit.
that girl I was just mentioning, she was like, her name was Ashley, and she was a white girl underneath her skin, same darkness as you, and she was like,
so she was
a self-hating black woman,
Oh, and, Jesus. And she identifies as white. So yeah.
Yeah, I would say so. But she would ask me to do crazy shit in bed, like call her the N-word, and I'm just like, wow, whoa. And
even I don't think I'd do that.
She would say it, and I was just like, it made me very uncomfortable.
And yeah, I'm like, fuck.
You know, good luck out there, Ash. It's just, hope you feel better about yourself, and you were a decent girlfriend for a while, but she also had a major problem with alcohol.
Oh, fucking A.
I don't know if those two are good related. Luck. I don't know if the alcohol fueled her self-hatred or whatever it was.
Oh my god. Yo, that is wild. So
yeah. It was fucking wild. What a great lay.
What was the first? You got to run me through like the first the first time. Like the first time she was like, call me a fucking nigga. Like what?
She would say shit like, it was all dirty talk. It wasn't like, you know, smack me and call me the N-word. It wasn't like that. It was,
because that's what I'm thinking.
She would say, fuck this N-word pussy. And she's like, that's your N-word pussy. You're my master. Shit like that. And I would.
Wow. Man.
Fucking.
That's wild. Yeah, we're definitely clipping this out.
Yeah. This is how we go viral right here. Oh, but, God. I had a lot of great sex with her even after that.
I told
her I didn't want to do that.
That's rough, man. I mean, there was one woman who... She wanted me to... She brought me into her bedroom... And there was like some contraption, in her room that I just figured it was like an art piece. So I was like, oh, was this is kind of
a racist contraption.
No, it was.
This is where we...
it was just a, like a portrait of me hanging from. No, it wasn't that. It was just. It was like a, I don't know, it was just, it looked like it was supposed to hang somebody from something. But not like from the neck, it looked like it was supposed to hang your whole body, like your legs, your head, everything. So I was like, alright, whatever, like this, you know.
Sweet gym equipment.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I thought. I was like, oh yeah, this is a cool art piece or some sort of gym thing.
Art.
And she was in shape, so I was like, oh, maybe she, whatever. I don't care. Like, I'm trying to get laid. Like, I don't care about what this thing is in the corner. And then she, you know, was just starting to take her clothes off, and she was like, hang me up in this. And I was like, excuse me? And she was like, yeah, I like to be hung. And I was like, yeah. We're in Kendall. And you're a white woman living in a very nice complex, and you've just invited a black guy in here to hang you. If this goes left for any reason, I'm not getting out of jail till 2024. And this was several years ago. So,
I was gonna say 1 year.
Yeah, no,
this is like very years ago. Very lenient.
Let me.
Is Obama
that.
Back in I'm office? Not Damn, man, they sped you right
there. You get out.
Process.
No, not for nothing. But if I was still in jail for that, I'd be like, "Yo, Obama, yo, bro, Barack, my man, you gotta get me out of here, bro." She asked me to fucking wrap her up.
Sorry,
I wouldn't. If I hadn't done it today, I wouldn't have been getting out of there until 2076. Like, they'd have thrown the book at me. It would have been a wrap. It would have been such a fucking, like, wait a minute, hold on.
Great story.
So this woman's lived here for 3 years, and she asked you to tie her up in this thing, and you wait, where do you live? And you're, yeah, dude, arrest this guy. I would have done the same thing. I would have done the same thing. If I was a police officer and I pulled up on a scene where some white woman was tied up in some kind of contraption, butt naked, and some black guy in his underwear was like, she told me to do it. We're like, yeah, okay. Get in the back seat. Like, I would have done the same thing. So I was like, no, I'm not doing this. Some of you ladies need to chill the fuck out. Jesus Christ. Get a red pill guy. I don't know. Get some...
No.
Honestly. Get one of these guys that doesn't have sex. I don't know. Fucking A.
No.
Oh, Lord.
Fucking... What did I... So, yeah. That was my self-hating racist ex-girlfriend.
There's so many things that we're going to get canceled.
Oh, yeah. I feel a little bit nervous, but at the same time, I'm like, fuck it. Like, I just want to have an opinion.
Oh,
and it's not
Lord.
Even a serious one. Like,
I mean, I think people that know us know we're not... Obviously, I'm not racist. You're not racist.
Yes, we're doing
we're not
this,
misogynist.
We're doing
we're
this
not,
for entertainment.
Right. It's and you gotta relax. Don't do one of these stupid YouTube things where you take a 20-second clip and then you go, oh, these guys, hang them, dox him, find out where he lives.
And then
like, no,
you know what?
Relax.
And then we get to do our fake apology tour. And that
I love how you say. Fake apology
Our
tour.
Our fake apology tour.
Yeah, because we're not... I'm not apologizing for anything I said. I didn't say anything that was... come on.
Yeah, we're not killing people over here.
Jesus
I mean,
Christmas.
Maybe.
Oh, speaking of which... Oh, yeah, you might be. Speaking of which... did I bring this up last week? The Etsy thing?
Etsy. I don't know. I'll go into it. Maybe I'll remember.
I had a... so I have an Etsy store. And one of the items... I'm pretty sure I brought it up last week, no?
What item? Tell me.
All right.
Because this is not jogging my memory.
All right, cool. So it was one item that was a cell phone case that had Andrew Tate on the back of it.
I got it.
All right.
Continue.
So... I apologize if I brought this up already, but Andrew Tate was on the back of a cell phone case. That's all it was. Now, along with this cell phone case, I also have Tony Soprano, I have Lucky Luciano, which is really why I want to bring it up. Etsy hit me up and was like, we don't support hateful or violence, etc., etc. But they specifically took down the Andrew Tate one. But they didn't take down... And now, you can say whatever you want about Tony Soprano, because he's a character. But Lucky Luciano, he was an actual... He was a guy. Like, he's real. He was the creator of the commission. He... built the five families in New York. He started from Italy. He came here. He created what we now know as the Italian Mafia. This was an actual person. So, I'm sorry. You're going to leave that one up? But Andrew Tate, I got to take down? Does that make any sense? The guy that we know for sure is responsible for the deaths of hundreds and hundreds of people... We're going to leave him up, but we're going to go, oh, Andrew Tate, he has some views that I don't like about women, so we're going to take him down. Hasn't been officially... I mean, he's been accused, but he hasn't been actually convicted of anything. Lucky Luciano, he was convicted. We know that he has for sure... been the deaths of hundreds of people. You're going to leave that one up, but we're going to take down Lucky Luciano. The other way around.
So this is a good chance to plug our merch. We're going to have...
I didn't wear Cocoa Bear today, but...
No, we're going to have Pol Pot t-shirts. And,
yeah, might as well.
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. I bet I can come on here with a Putin t-shirt and everybody be like, well, you know what? That doesn't look that bad. Fucking A.
Have you ever met a black Russian?
That's what my son's going to be, black Russian.
Oh, boy. Those are really good drinks, though.
Fucking A. It's black just, Russian. Oh, it is a good drink. Yeah. You're not lying.
Kahlua, vodka, yeah.
Shout out to the Russians and shout out to Ukraine. I want to be the official sponsor of the Ukraine war since this is
official just, sponsor.
Since our podcast is ridiculous and your war also seems equally ridiculous.
This war is brought to you by Alligator Count.
I mean,
I don't have the funding.
Do you remember us? Remember when we went to the corner and we were talking to that Ukrainian kid that was like, this means something to me and this is our land and da da da. And I was like, yo, bro.
Oh, when I was like fucking getting
like,
super
leave
lit.
Leave it alone. Like, just bend the knee and stop. And he was like, no, we have to fight. And I'm like, this is not going to work out for you. The idea that Ukraine is going to beat one of the superpowers in the world is fucking ridiculous. And he was like, no. Remember we had that conversation with that dude?
I think I was pretty fucking drunk.
Yeah, we were pretty in the bag. Both of us were like, yo.
I was saying some fucking off the wall shit.
No, what you were saying was pretty legit, because you were like, yo, listen.
I think I was yelling at Argentinians.
No.
Like, fuck you guys, you don't tip. Your food's alright.
Your food's alright.
Food's alright, your women are good, but you need to learn how to tip.
It's funny because there was somebody that was... I was on the phone with somebody earlier today. I was doing interviews, and I could hear her accent. And I listened at her last name.
And you're like, oh, she doesn't tip. This bitch definitely don't do 15%.
You're gonna say a nice 8% here. So I was like, before I could even get it out of my mouth, she like knew what I was gonna say. I was like, wait, what's your name? Masana? Are you Argentine? And before I could even get it out, she was like, yeah, I'm Argentinian. And I was like, all right. So shout out to Argentina. What's that spot on
great job on the World Cup.
Shout out, y'all fucking killed it.
Just learn how to tip and the world will be like 100% better. That's not a fucking racist thing to say. Argentinians don't tip. It's facts. It's not a stereotype.
Also, if we're gonna bring them up,
the only one I do know is my old coworker Emiliano. And that's like...
Well, Emmy?
Yeah, he's the sweetest fucking guy
in the world. Oh, yeah, he's the sweetest.
And, like, he understands tipping culture because he works in service industry.
Yeah, true that. He did appropriate my culture, though, and he had braids last time I saw him. So, Emmy, I'm going to need you to take those out because I am woke now. I'm identifying as woke, and I need you...
He's trying to get in touch with his Egyptian roots, and you're fucking it up.
You know what? You actually look pretty fucking dumb with him. I was like, yo, I you know, when you walk into Laying Up or whatever, you sort of look to the right, you see the bar or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit, who's this fucking new Dominican kid? And then I saw him and I was like, oh shit, it's Emmy. And I was like, oh shit, he'd look good. Whoever did your braids did a very good job. You look pretty good, man. I'm not even gay and I'm fucking
he's handsome.
You look good, man.
He's a handsome
you
boy.
You looked handsome. Fuck, now I forgot what I was talking about. Jesus Christmas. Anyway, what the fuck was I talking about?
filming Black Panther, and
Black Panda.
Black Pander.
Don't call me nigga. Don't call me chink.
That is like...
That's the clip right there. Don't call me chink. Oh, man.
Oh, and...
Fucking A.
You know, they have to bleep that out every time on Bad Friends. Like, even when Bobby says it. Like, it's a real slur, and I apologize. I won't say the N-word, but...
Is it, though?
The C-word is kind of funny.
Here's the thing.
The N-word is not funny.
Here's the thing. I really don't, because I, as somebody that talks shit and whatever...
Gets hit?
I don't... Like, I like to communicate, right? Like, that's my thing. Like, that's what I like to do. So, words, for me, are words. It's the intention behind them that makes a difference. So if somebody wants to say the N-word, if somebody wants to say nigga or even nigger, like I remember when I was in high school, they were like, hey Kip, we want you to do a poetry reading for the entire school, you know, just write something. And for whatever reason, I don't know why, but for whatever reason, I was feeling real black that week. And so...
This was in Boston?
Yeah. And so nigga came up in the poetry. And I can't remember what line it was. I have no idea what the fuck it was. But when I submitted it to... And this was to a black professor. Oh. And he was like... He came back to me like, hey... He, like, pulled me out of class and was like, hey, come here.
You want to start a race war?
Yeah. He was like,
I got a good thing going. You're fucking it up. Was that it?
That'd be funny if that was his name. Like, hey, man, I got a good thing going here. I got a wife and kids.
You gotta keep your uppity ass. Shut the fuck up.
Fucking asshole. But he legit pulled me out of class and was like, are you fucking crazy? you're gonna use the N-word in this thing? And I was like, it's poetry, man. Like, this is how I'm feeling. This is what I want to say. And he was like, you're not fucking saying this. You better fucking change this or we're taking you off the thing. And I was like, dude, you're black. And he was like, I don't give a shit. I work here. And I was like,
I was right.
And I was like, all right, well, you know what? Then I'm not going to do it. And he was like, you're not going to do it? And I was like, no. If this is what it is, then I'm not going to do it. And he was like, all right, fine. Get out of the way. And he literally just pushed me out of the way. I was like, Elizabeth,
bring your crack ass up here.
Yeah. It was like, I need you to take this. Never mind the thing that I blacked out. Just rewrite this and da da da. And I was like, whoa, like this is wild, man. So it always gave me this weird feeling about words. Like words, I mean, they're words. What in the poem, it wasn't like I was demeaning black people. It wasn't, and even when I showed my dad, he was like, I can't believe you would use that word. And then he tried to act, this is all how all of you boomers are. All of you boomers, fuck you. You're all like, I marched with Martin Luther King. No, you fucking didn't. Okay? No, you didn't. You were sitting on your ass. You have no idea what the fucking civil rights movement was really about. Shut the fuck up. Okay? All you boomers that want to say, oh, I marched with King. And, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. Let's be honest.
Wrong answer. You fucking didn't. Wrong answers only in the comments. Like... What was the civil rights really about?
Look.
Price of oil or cornflakes?
The oil on my skin. You did not march with King. Okay? You didn't. I don't see any of you in any of those photos. You did not march with King. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, where's the water hose marks on your face?
Yeah. What, did you get hose? No, you didn't. You were at home watching it happen, also, being like, God damn, thank God I'm in here in my house.
Also.
Being harassed by my white landlord. And thank God I'm not out there with King and da-da-da, getting bit by dogs. And you didn't stop. This is like a serious thing.
That reminds me of the Boondocks.
All of you boomers want to act like you're which one of them on Boondocks was like
the old man?
Woke one?
Oh.
Riley or...
Oh, there goes your...
There was Riley or... What?
Your fucking Russian bomb is about to go off.
Oh, Jesus. Shout out to Atlanta. There's Riley and then there's... Who's
Huey.
The other? Huey. Okay. All of you want to act like you're... It was Huey, right?
Yeah, Huey.
Yeah. All of you want to act like you're Huey, and you're not. You're not. I'm being serious. I'm not even trying to be funny. You didn't do all the things that you said you did. You didn't go out and march. You didn't... Even if you did, you were in the way back of the line, and you left 2 hours early.
The line.
You didn't, come on. This idea that, you know, I'm supposed to, what, respect you because you grew up in a time where things were harder for black people.
You just gave me an idea. What? Like, nobody ever talks about, like, in the marches, like, who was in the very back?
Yeah.
Like,
All you losers who decided to take off.
I'm curious to know if it was just like, you know, it's hot. It's really hot outside. Why are we wearing our church clothes? This is fucking dumb.
Fucking it. Again, people, this is... Don't... relax with the comments, okay? We're just having fun. I'm mildly serious, but, you know. Not for nothing, but you do have to ask, what happened to all those people that were in the back? Where did they go? They went home.
Where are the bodies? That's
your mom's house. Where are the bodies? Where are the bodies, Garth? Where are the bodies?
Oh, man. It's been some great conspiracies.
All right. That's the clip out that I want to send to Tom. Fucking A. Oh, God.
Bodies.
All right. So you wanted to do a segment. I'm not sure if you're ready for it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. You reminded me. Yeah. All right. So now we're going to, what did I call it? How to Make $1 Million with Kip and Casey. And I want audience participation.
All right, hold on. Let's introduce it one more time. Because we get it because I was coughing through it last
week. Okay.
All right, here we go.
How to Make $1 Million with Kip and Casey. Why can you not laugh?
Because we're clearly not telling you how to make $1 million. Please don't. This is not financial advice.
No, it is.
Okay?
Don't listen to him.
Fuck.
He might have killed somebody.
One way how to make $1 million.
Don't listen to me.
If you kill somebody high profile.
Because I might have gotten away with it.
If you get away with it and they're high profile enough, you might be able to get $1 million.
Okay.
Way number one.
All right. You hire a wife. And you can...
Where's she from?
Russia. Always.
Okay, beautiful.
You hire this wife.
All right.
And, you know, this is perfect for all you red pillars out there. You take out a huge life insurance policy on her.
Ah.
And take her fishing.
Oh, jeez.
But she doesn't come back.
Yeah, you can't do this with a Russian. They will come back.
They'll swim back?
They will swim the fuck back, and you will be fucked. I'm telling you this on experience. No, I'm kidding. But, no, don't do it with a Russian. Do it with somebody black.
I think...
We can't swim.
In the beginning of the episode, I was talking about femicide. I think it's in the B-roll.
Oh, you know, I think we were talking about it in the living room.
No, before. But I recorded on this one.
Oh, beautiful.
But, yeah. don't commit femicide, whatever that means. It's a new word to me. I'm not even sure I'm using it right.
Oh, Lord.
But there's a... So you get a spouse. There we go. Nice, loose terminology.
Yeah, do whatever you got to do.
And
non-binary, whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Big insurance policy.
There you go.
First million right there. So that's number two. All
right, there you go.
And I didn't have a third. Now you go.
All right. So what I'm thinking is, okay.
You can bring
move to Florida. Okay? You move to Florida, or you move somewhere down south. Somewhere where it's really easy to get a gun. Preferably something that's semi-automatic. But really, we're looking for automatic. We're looking for automatic guns.
You're speaking my language.
Okay?
I'm white.
You move to, like, West Palm. Don't move to Miami, because we got a lot of cameras there and shit. Move to West Palm.
They've got a shitload of cameras.
Okay? Drive to Miami. Pick up the guns and then drive back to West Palm. Sit on it for like, and you gotta buy a few of them.
How many?
Okay, buy 15. If you got that kind of money to, you know, invest.
If you don't have that kind of money,
then rob somebody.
With the gun.
Yeah. And then you rob somebody that has that money. And then
it repeats the cycle. You just keep getting more guns and more money.
There you go. So you all right? So let's say you're from New York, right? You don't have any money. Okay,
go back.
Beat somebody up on the subway, and take a train down to Florida. You get to Florida. I mean, you're already from New York. You already robbed somebody. You already have experience. Rob somebody on the fucking train here. An AR is gonna run you. All right, you might have to rob a few people. It's just the reality. You might have to rob a few people.
Mm-hmm.
But you're from New York. You already have experience. Who gives a shit? And nobody's going to know you anyway. You leave your ID at home. If you get caught by the cops, you just give them some bullshit name. Tell them you're Kip Sparrow.
Yeah. Use a fake accent, too. Use the Black Panther accent when you commit those.
Just tell them you don't speak English. But you can't... The thing is that you can't say that you speak Spanish, because a lot of the cops here speak Spanish. And you can't say you speak Creole, because some of the cops are black.
So, well, they just call their grandma. And detective grandma.
Don't do it. Could you imagine?
Speaking.
And they just like pick up the phone and call the grandma, like, grandma.
Oh my god, you gave me a great.
Okay.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
That's the bomb.
Goddamn Russian. All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and check that in a second. Hold on.
We'll edit this part. While you're doing that, I'll just talk about one of my favorite Haitian Dominican women of my life. Gio's mom, Dominga. Oh my god. She is such a fucking, like, hustler, and, like, made the American dream all her own, and, you know, raised kids being a single mom, and, you know, Gio's been my best friend for, like, over 20 years, and she was, like, a surrogate mother to me, and I think she was momentous in my development as a young person. And shout out to Dominga. I love you.
Dominga. Shout out to you, yeah. Wait, that's the
Gio's mom?
Gio's mom. Gio's mom. Wait, Gio that I know that's in PR right now?
No. He lives in the efficiency. Yeah.
Oh, okay, never mind. We're talking about a different Gio. Shout out to that Gio, too.
Yeah.
Love you, too. But, okay, so back to how to get money. You're from New York. You rob somebody on the subway. You get a couple bucks. You hop on a train. You run down to Florida. You rob a few more people. You take that money. You go to a gun store. You buy yourself an AR-15. You go rob a bank. You take that money. You go back to the gun store. You buy 15 more guns, and then you don't have to rob people anymore. Now you just bring the guns back up to New York and you sell them. Just sell them. Sell them to all the criminals that you can find.
Starbucks.
Or Starbucks. You imagine Starbucks employees just not for nothing, but Starbucks employees should be walking around with ARs
in New York.
The amount of Karens that you got walking around in those fucking places, you they should be walking around.
They'll
with
keep
fucking,
their goddamn mouth shut. I tell you what, they won't be fucking snitching on black people using the internet in the bathrooms. I say we arm all the Starbucks. This is how you make $1 million. You arm Starbucks.
Arm Starbucks.
And we sell Starbucks.
This is
guns.
How you build your empire. You start off with one gun. You bring it to Starbucks. You say, hey, remember that Karen that was throwing her fucking coffee at you? You don't like that bitch? Neither do I. You want to buy this fucking AR? Yes?
Look.
Here you go.
It's not
and
even
then
loaded.
You arm the rest of them.
It's not even loaded, so they'll, but they will shut the fuck up.
I guarantee you. Guarantee.
Everybody fall in line.
That's how to make $1 million.
Yeah, instead of like martial law from the government, we get it at the coffee shop. I think people will fucking, they'll get it. They'll be like, I better not.
We should just arm everybody.
I better not bitch about
just arm
fuck,
everybody.
I better not bitch about this 2% in my fucking coffee. Yeah.
Could you, like, you can imagine yourself right now just being like,
I asked for stevia.
I asked for, in your head you're like, I asked for, and then you look at that AR and you go,
no, it's good.
Thank you.
It's good.
And you just bounce. Yeah. $1 million. This is $1 million idea.
And Starbucks, this is good for you too. Right there. Because then they have to come back and buy more coffee.
They're like, I didn't like this. I gotta go back and. But I don't want to complain.
I don't want to return it. I can't return it. They'll shoot me.
So that's how we should give you your order. Just they got the gun pointed right at your head,
and they're still like
cheer, Kathy.
They're still
how's like, your drink?
They're still cheerful when you walk in. Like, welcome to Starbucks. Well, can we get started for you today? Oh, we're all out of the fucking. Impossible omelet. They're always out of that impossible sandwich. I want that.
Fucking impossible. I'm so tired of.
Don't. I like the fucking. I like.
I feel like it's the same thing with the air fryer. Like initially, I was super against it, and then later on, I got with it. I don't know. Is that the same? Is it going to be the same thing?
No,
I get into it.
I think a majority of vegans have become less annoying. So now it's like,
thank you, by the way.
And it's thank you for doing that. So other people can try vegan food and like not
I used to
not have
vegan.
Resentment towards shit assholes.
Shit asses.
You know, those vegans that are just like, oh my god,
that was me. Was me.
So if you're less annoying, you can recruit more people to your cause.
Mm.
And that's why I want to be a cult leader.
Are you, you're not vegan.
How to make $1 million, number four.
Ooh.
Start your own cult.
The amount of times that has run past my mind
start a
is
cult.
Ridiculous. I'm like, you know what? I could
do it.
Guys, come over here.
I'm more charismatic than Charles Manson.
Yeah, I could do this. I'm just going to fuck a bunch of women and tell the guys to fuck off. Yeah, I can do that. It's what my life is regularly. So I can do this.
You gotta make it quasi-religious.
Yeah, like, I just gotta write a book.
Praise be Kipcock. And I just come out of the bushes with the Ten Commandments.
All right, hold on. We can't give away all of...
our
we can't
secrets.
We can't give away all the secrets. If I am gonna start a cult, I don't want people to bring this up. And, you know, I can't have one of my cult members bring this up. And like on an iPad, which I won't let them have, but if they brought it up
on an imaginary iPad,
a year ago you said you were gonna write this book "All praise Kemp's cock," and just expose me in front of everybody. No, 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 no. Bethany, shut up. Bethany. Sit down.
Oh God.
Fuck it, eh? All right. So this is how. Do we have another way to get rich? Go watch Gary V.
Who?
Gary V. You ever heard of Gary V?
No.
Gary Vaynerchuk. Go. He's Russian.
Don't trust him. I don't trust the Russians.
I trust them. You know what? I think that's one thing that me and you disagree on. You don't trust the Russians. I trust the
Russians. I think because I've been hanging out with you, I've been getting more of this Russian influence because you're pro-Russian and I'm just...
I've been having them kind of...
But like, I'm like...
Every once in a while, I'll tell Elena to go like send people your way just to... Like every once in a while, just have them like just talk to you.
I work for these people that... They say they're Ukrainian, but I'm not sure because I don't know how to tell.
They're Russian.
Yeah, I don't know how to discern the two, but like people with that accent, I don't trust. Like, I don't.
I like them.
I watch a lot of James Bond movies. They're always a bad guy.
It's funny because Elena, she doesn't speak like that at all. Like I make fun of her, like. Keep you leave toilet seat up, like she doesn't talk like that at all.
She's like, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah, she no doesn't accent. Talk like that at all. She has no accent whatsoever, and her dad doesn't have an accent either. I don't even know if she's Russian. She might be totally lying to me, and
she's just Irish. Like,
yeah, she's just fucking. She's Irish, and she's just like, I felt like Russian was gonna be a
fooled you. Kept you away from me, Lucky Charms, long enough.
I can say it. I'm Irish. I can do red face.
Fucking red face.
I can do it.
Fucking A. But yeah, I fuck with the Russians, and all of you that are gonna, they're doing this and that to Ukraine, and blah,
blah. That's not why. I just think they're all shady.
I'm.
All of them. That part of the world is fucking like, they live very hard lives, and they have to do bizarre, crazy shit.
They eat potato soup.
Potato soup is fine. I'm Irish.
It's not good. All right. It's not good.
They have way more.
Oh, fuck. And everything's steamed. Everything's steamed and boiled. I don't understand why everything's
steamed. Now you're attacking my culture. That's Irish as well. Maybe it's because I have some sort of cross jealousy with them. Like, and our cultures are too similar.
And everything is potatoes. Made in some giant pot. Like, Elena makes one dish for dinner.
You're pissing me off, Kip. You know I like to make soup.
Well, okay, but if we want just dinner for one night, I don't need dinner for 10 days.
That's why it's meal prep. We were doing it before there was meal prep. You're welcome.
I feel like you have PTSD over over the potato famine. And you're like, we don't know when we're going to get any more of these potatoes. So just bake them all. Just put it in the fridge.
We didn't have refrigerators back then.
Salt them. Just salt everything. That's the other thing. Everything's salted.
We put everything in the cold ass ground in our hobbit holes, and that's how we survived.
Hobbit holes? What do you mean hobbit holes?
Irish, not the Russians.
The Russians are big as shit.
The Russians had fucking those big swirly fucking.
Yeah, they do have. She always comes home with these weird like. I don't know. They're like artistic, and everything is inside of something else. And
see that, you know, I'll sign off on that. That's why they're sneaky. They hide. Shit.
I'm serious.
It's all.
It's like a bunch of stuff hidden in other things, and like if you pick up one thing, I drop it all the time because I pick something up, and like this glass wouldn't be a glass; it'd be five glasses in one. And you're like, oh shit. So, I don't know. Elena, I'm not trying to make fun of you. I mean, I am, but...
You know, you're gonna hate me.
Just relax with the fucking... With the potatoes and the fucking...
Don't relax.
Jesus, and the garlic and... God. I love you, but enough with the keto and the goddamn fuck and the vodka. Jesus.
The keto and the fuck vodka.
No, not Aikido.
That's not what I said.
Sorry, Steven Seagal. We're not making fun of you.
That guy's a piece of shit.
Even though I met him once over at Mango's. He's a big fucking dude.
He's also an asshole.
I didn't get that vibe from him.
No, I think he's not an asshole to hospitality people. I think he's an asshole to people in his movies.
Oh, I do hear that.
Yeah. So, fuck you, Steven Seagal.
But not for nothing, he can get away with it, because that guy's big as shit. Like, seeing him in the movies, you kind of think, oh, this guy's, you know, average height, maybe he's 6 feet tall or whatever. When I met him, I was like, holy shit, I'm 6'1", he towers over me. He's like 6'4", and fucking built. Like, when he walked out, I was like, oh, shit. Like, I don't even want to, because initially I was going to be like, hey, man, just love doing the movies, which I didn't, but I was just going to say it.
Like, how does a cook know how to fucking kick ass?
But, yo, fuck, man. I was like, dude, this guy is
Anyways,
way too big for me to be saying
I'm not going to spend any more time on Steven Shitgall. I would like to shout out a new business in Wilton Manors, if you're familiar. It's the gay community in Broward County. Kava Jive. I don't know if this is going to come out on camera, but they have wonderful staff, excellent drinks. I go there after my shift at Leaves and Roots in Pompano, and I just want to say thank you guys for opening up that spot and keeping the doors open for after-hours employees. You guys are really fucking great. Come down, and I'll take care of you anytime.
Beautiful. Sounds good, man. Yeah, we'll put a link to their website and directions.
Yeah,
that. And
they've been open for about a month, so go support them if you're in the area, or make a trip, because it's a really nice spot.
Good shit. And this is out in, where is it?
Wilton Manors.
I have no idea where that is.
Well, you're straight, so you wouldn't go. I've been to the gay bars a few times.
Gotcha.
It's a lot of fun. Good.
But is it like around like the Hollywood area?
No, it's north of that. Okay. It's past 595.
All right,
so it's up there.
Again, don't know where it is, but all good. We'll put the link in the description so everybody can see it.
This fucking bomb is about to go off. This goddamn thing is tripping me out. I'm going to get this on camera. All right, we're going to close the show with this. Kip's wife, lady, gave him this to do Wi-Fi with, and I've never seen a thing like this before. I know I'm holding a bomb, but this is just like when I was not scared of the shots fired outside.
She's Putin's cousin, which is really funny.
I wasn't scared of this bomb or the fucking gunfire outside, because you're being tracked, and that's it.
Look, this is how you know I'm trustworthy.
I want this to go off.
I will allow you to go ahead here. I trust her so much. I'll put it by my. Never mind. I'll put it. By my,
I'll put it by your dick. I trust her so much.
Shout out to Elena. This is the reason why I come at home at 1 o'clock.
That's why you come.
And you are also the reason that I come. Thanks. Anybody else you want to shout out?
Shout outs.
I got one business.
Yeah. Just people. Everyone that I've seen this week, you won't know who you are, because this is going to come out way later. All the people who have been kind this week, it's been very nice having positive people in my life, and it makes it less stressful. So, I want to impart that same thing that they gave me to anyone viewing now. You know, don't take life so seriously. Have fun.
Thank God. Thank you. Yes.
And, you know, love who you love. Hate who you hate. Keep it to yourself.
Seriously. That's the best piece of advice I've heard in a long time. Love who you love. Hate who you hate. Just shut the fuck up about it. Like, yes, we're not going to get along with certain people, but you know what? It's a waste of fucking time to argue with these people. Just let them be. Leave them alone. Just walk away. Walk away. Not everyone needs to get along with you, and not everyone needs to agree with everything that you think or say. Just walk away. Walk away. Laugh. Go to our Instagrams and fucking laugh some more. Listen to our podcast. Jesus. And while you're doing that, get in an Uber and head over to South Beach and go to Lily Koi. Lily Koi. I think it's some sort of thing in Hawaii. I think it's like a plant or a pineapple. I don't know. But the restaurant itself is on South Beach, South Point, and they have great food. If you're vegan, it's great. If you want to eat meat, it's great. If you want to eat healthy, it's great. If you want to eat, I don't know, bacon, it's great. Everything that they have there is very amazing. Shout out to Miguel, the chef that's over there. He does a great job. He has a great staff. And I'd love to see you over there, and I'd love to shout them out. I don't know if I have anybody else. Yeah, we already did Burgers and Shakes, Lily Koi. We're always shouting out Lang Yup. Shout out to them. I fucking love you guys all day, every day. TGI Fridays, go fuck yourselves. I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, we went in today. This episode is
fucking... I was so thankful when you called me at the gym. This will just be... Oh, let's do like a sign-off.
All right. What do you got?
Thank you for joining us on the Alligator Couch. Have a good night.
Ciao. All right, let's do another one. We can sort of edit it out, maybe.
Yeah.
You got another one?
Sure, let's do...
Bye, bitches.
That works.
Just kidding.
Leave the whole thing in.
Alright, we definitely gotta cut that out. Fuck it, eh?
No, but no.
Love, peace, and chicken grease.
I don't like it. Get all the sex you can.
That's it right there.
That's it. Get all the sex you can.
All right, I can't go on another rant about sex. Please get all the sex that you can. Jesus Christ. You know what? I think that perfectly timed with this hitting 20 minutes. Get all the sex that you can.
Oh, God, baby.
All right. Fucking A.